Jeremiah 22, verse number 29. Jeremiah 22, verse 29. If you have a King James Bible, let's read together in unison, shall we? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. And I'm going to talk to you today about Earth Day. Earth Day. Dear God, thank you again for loving us. Thank you for being a wonderful God. Thank you, Lord, for the folks that are here. Lord, I pray that you bless your Holy Spirit of God, speak to our hearts, teach us the word of God this morning. And Lord, I pray, Lord, we'll learn a truth here this morning. And I pray, Lord, that we'll understand what's going on in the world today and how we should respond to it, how we should react to it, and what our purpose in life ought to be. Thank you again for these dear folks. I pray that you bless them. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. The Bible says, O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Three times earth is mentioned. That means God wants to get everybody's attention on earth and hear the word of the Lord. And so since this is Earth Day week, you know, it's now a whole week, not just a day now, you know. Sorry, I think yesterday, the day before. The Washington Post reports that the Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarcer, and in some places, the seals are finding the water too hot, according to a report in the Commerce Department yesterday from Consulaft at Bergen, Norway. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers all point to a radical change in climate conditions and hitherto unheard-of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones, the report continued, while at many points well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Very few seals and no white fish are found in the eastern Arctic, while vast shoals of herring and smelts, which have never before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. Within a few years, it is predicted that due to the ice melt, the sea will rise and make most coastal cities uninhabitable. The Washington Post, November 2, 1922. Today is April 19th. You may not have realized this, but yesterday was Global Citizen 2015 Earth Day. You may not have realized this, but April 18 to 25, 2015, is Climate Education Week, the time where the anti-Christian and socialists in our society want to turn everyone's attention away from any semblance of worshiping Jesus Christ and toward worshiping the pagan gods of this world that Satan has deceived Americans with. Government now has become America's God. More people are on government assistance today than ever before in the entire history of America. And the government knows that the more that people are dependent and addicted to the government assistance and help, the less they will depend upon Jehovah God of the Bible for help and assistance. The socialists and anti-Christians hate capitalists, ladies and gentlemen, who make money, and they call them greedy. I say that God has blessed capitalists with wisdom, knowledge, and the drive to get ahead and accomplish something in life. The socialists and anti-Christians teach people to depend on government for help and are teaching so-called poor people to love money without working for it, to love money without deserving it, to love money more than God, to love money more than hard work, to love money more than church, to love money more than what is right, to love money more than integrity, to love money more than having character. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil, all evil. So I don't care if you're religious or irreligious. The love of money is the root of all evil. Al Gore wastes more energy than 1,000 people combined, but he writes a book full of lies to deceive ignorant people, like the article that we just read from the Washington Post, 1922, ladies and gentlemen, 90 years ago. You know why? Because he makes so much money off of it that the love of money is the root of all evil. You see, the Bible says and teaches that warmongers love blood and always look to start wars and continue conflicts because it brings power and greed, and it's furnished and funneled by the love of money for their newest and latest toys of destruction that they can use and practice on people as if they were computerized targets of pixels. God said in Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet. People want their neighbors, fill in the blank, everything. They want not only what is their neighbors, they also want to control their neighbor now. That is no different from kings and rulers who have an incessant appetite for power and money and control. If you understand this sermon, you'll understand why they worship Earth Day today, ladies and gentlemen. The socialists and anti-Christians are teaching folks everywhere, especially in schools, to be jealous and to covet what others have, and to not only want those same things, but now they also demand those same things. So instead of being satisfied and content with what God has given you, the government comes along and offers lazy people the fruit of other people's labor. Our society is worshiping stones and rocks today. Did you ever notice how many stones and rocks and boulders are going up on people's properties and houses? That's pagan worship. They worship trees and sticks, stocks. You know what stocks are? Before the stock market, we had stocks of trees. They're tree huggers worshiping trees that they carved idols out of stocks. So today, we're worshiping mediums, after-death experiences, the spirit world, seances, ghosts, molten images, stars, astrology, vampires, grotesque ninja and science fiction action stars, witches and goblins and sorcery and witchcraft and idols and the American Idol, and idols and gods of war and bloodthirsty video games of stealing cars and killing people and bombing countries and raping women, and on it goes. Earth Day celebration. There's not a sweeter sound than the sound of a chainsaw, ladies and gentlemen. There's not a sweeter smell than gunpowder, morning, noon, or night. There's not a lovelier sight than sitting around a fire and seeing and hearing the crackling and the popping of the wood and feeling the warmth of fire on your body. I say you start your own Earth Day event. Get out your chainsaw and cut down a tree, amen. Get a splitter or an axe and split some wood. Take some of that wood and start a cookout fire and make wood charcoals. Then put some red meat on the grill, and let the fat of that red meat drip down on the hot coals, and let the steam come up and fly up in the air and help generate more carbon dioxide to increase global warming. You'll help man-made global warming. I ask you a question, what's wrong with global warming? Especially if you lived in anywhere near the Northeast this year and in New England, ask you a question, what in the world is wrong with global warming? I don't know about you, but the older I get, my bones enjoy the warmer weather, amen? And anybody who still believes, especially in the Northeast, that you think global warming is happening, ladies and gentlemen, you got your head stuck in the sand. What you're doing is you're watching and listening what globalists and anti-Christian and socialists want to conform your thinking to get away from God's word and for you to become a global citizen of the world instead of a citizen of heaven for Jesus Christ. They want you to worship the earth instead and the creation instead of the creator himself. I think it was Wednesday night in church. A lady in Florida, if you've read the news, was charged with a felony for killing her boyfriend's goldfish. A felony for killing. We swallow goldfishes here. You will go to jail and pay a fine and spend years in jail for killing an eagle or killing an eagle's nest or egg. But they'll pay you to kill a baby 9 months in the womb. They want you worshiping, listen to me good, nature, the earth, animals, instead of the God who created all of it. Please tell me what's wrong with the ice caps melting. I dare you ask anybody who lives in the northern part of Alaska and the frozen tundra of Canada and the northern sections of Siberia if they mind global warming. I'm telling you, the entire country's gone mad, ladies and gentlemen. It's one of the most stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. When whales and other large fish are washed up on shore, you ever seen the pictures, you know? Like, they're beached, you know, sometimes the whales and the big fish are sometimes beached up on shore. And you see these people, you know, they're all the socialists. They're trying to pour water to keep them alive and trying to push them back into the ocean to save them. Save them! Save them! People had any sense 100 years ago, man, going out there with their knives and cut them up and put food in their freezer and fill their and feed their families and use the oil for their lamps. It's amazing how twisted our society is thought today. 100 years ago, you would have thought that God gave us this food. Now we're trying to save animals. It's okay to bomb millions of people into extinction, into eternity, to start wars, but we want to save all these animals. We've lost our mind. That's why socialist city folk today are mad at hunters when Bambi or Bambi's dad or Bambi's mom is killed by some cold-hearted deer hunter. When poor old Yogi Bear is shot and killed and gutted and skinned. Yogi's put in the freezer to feed the family. The fat is used to be a water repellent for leather boots, and Yogi's hide and fur is laid on the floor in front of the fireplace to keep the family warm. Those were good times back then when people had some sense and loved God and realized that God gave us this earth and God gave us the animals to eat. Take your Bible, please, and turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. I got a stack here about 50 to 100 pages of quotes, statistics. Do you realize that the earth's temperature has risen the exact same amount within just a very little bit of difference, the same same temperature rise as Venus and Mars and Jupiter and Saturn? Well, what is a common denominator for our temperature on Earth to rise as much as Mars or Venus? What could be, why could the temperature on Venus rise the same amount that the temperature on Earth has risen the last 10, 20, 30 years? I know it's Bush's fault. And I'm not a fan of Bush. I'm just telling you, it tells you how stupid Americans are, ladies and gentlemen. They're listening to NBC, you know. They're listening to CNN. And all they're saying, we're warming up, we're warming up. Well, I ask you a question again. Why is that a bad thing if we're warming up? But the fact that man-made warming did not happen in Mars and man-made warming did not happen in Venus, why do you think man-made warming is happening on this planet? All you have to go back to history, and I've got the charts here from the last couple thousand years of warming trends that go up and down. And life is a cycle, and the earth is a cycle. And things get hotter and warmer, and things get colder and cooler. And you'll notice that any time for an expanded period of time, for 200, 300, 400, 500 years, when mankind has experienced warmer weather, civilizations prospered and expanded. So I ask you, why was that a bad thing? If you don't like it, then move from the equator and go to the Arctic zone. If you like warm weather, move from Alaska and go to a Florida or Panama somewhere. But people have now believed that we are now responsible for what's happening on this earth. Thus, their thinking is, this will be good, we have to kill more people, make more room for planet Earth, because there's not enough room on planet Earth for all these 7 billion people to live. And that's why they believe it's okay to kill a baby before it's born.
That's why it's okay to start wars that we have no business getting involved in and just killing people willy-nilly. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of what? These are doctrines of devils that we're about to read. And God very clearly outlines them in the Word of God, what the doctrines of devils are. Verse number 2. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. Do you know of any religious system that forbids a group of their religious leaders not to marry? Does any thought cross your mind about any religious leaders that are not allowed to marry? I'm not mentioning a name yet. But it's a doctrine of the devil, listen to me good, to teach that you're not supposed to marry. Like a bishop. The Bible says a bishop must be the husband of one wife. That's what the Bible says. So for religion to teach, and by the way, religions are pushing this Earth Day thing. You listen to me good. They are worshiping Satan without even realizing or knowing it or caring to know. My Bible says a bishop must be the husband of one wife. So how can a bishop in a religion be commanded not to marry when God says it's a doctrine of the devil for not to marry? Let's keep reading here. Forbidding to marry and commanding to what? Abstain from meats. Vegetarianism is a doctrine of the devil, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't write this last night. You have a Bible in front of you. You're reading what God says. But we are so far removed from what God says, we believe what the world says. Because, oh, I don't want to eat Bambi, and I don't want to eat the bunny rabbits, you know, and I don't want to eat all these poor little animals. You better start reading your Bible and see that God gave you these animals so you can eat. Yeah. Those calves that we butchered at the house, man, were delicious, man. Those chickens that we butchered at my house were delicious, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, beef prices have hit record highs. If I were you, I'd start raising calves. Record. That's right, Sandy. We don't mind. You make up for the lack of men in this room. Yeah, I know. But look what it says, verse number 3, forbidding to marry and commanding. This is a doctrine of the devil, forbidding to marry and abstaining from meat, to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Jesus said, the truth shall make you free. That's what he said. That's what Jesus said. Verse 4, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Well, here's what God says for me. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. When I talk to my grandkids in Tennessee, the question I always ask them when they get on the phone with me, I said, when's the last time you killed and ate something? When's the last time you shot and killed something and ate it? I shot a squirrel, Papu. I said, did you eat it? I said, yeah, we ate it. That's good. It's about 6 months ago. I said, well, you need to get something else now. We have a mindset, man, that is so warped and so anti-God today. If you ever read your Bible, you see how far away from God your life is and your mindset is. I think it was Time magazine in the 60s or 70s that predicted that there was going to be a global freezing coming, and it would turn the entire world into an icicle, and that people needed to prepare for the inevitable ice age that was coming. Well, instead of freezing, the world experienced a warming trend. These are, you know, the experts predicting this, ladies and gentlemen. Experts. I, for one, I'm 58 years old, do not mind warmer temperatures. And I love wintertime, and I love snow, and I love ice. But I'm telling you, as I said before, if you live anywhere near the Northeast or New England, and you still believe in global warming, you're watching and listening to some propaganda you have no business listening to, man. They've taken over your brain. Now it's instead of global warming, it's called climate change. You know, they've gotten away from using the phrase global warming because they know it's a farce, they know it's a lie, because all the statistics have proved that it's a lie. So now they call it climate change. Well, I got news for you. Climate change is every hour. Take your dumb phone out and look at it. The temperature changes every hour. That's climate change. The humidity changes, the barometer changes, the temperature changes, the wind changes. Every hour it's climate change. But they want to posit it as if it's a dangerous thing. There must be something with the majority of people's brains today that they do not want to use them. They take so-called experts' advice and opinions on matters. When the experts color their decisions based on the love of making money, they are putting people in fear that the world is going to be destroyed. They're making fun of us, saying the end is coming, when they're saying the sky is falling. There's enough in this sermon this morning that's going to make you happy and make you angry. There's enough in this sermon that's going to make some people agree and some people disagree. And I'm for conserving, and I'm for recycling. I really am. We were driving the church van. This is about 15, 20 years ago now. But I was in the church van, and somebody, I won't tell you his name, but he took a wrapper, a plastic wrapper, rolled the window down, and just threw it out. I stopped the van, pulled over, I said, get out and pick it up. I'm not for polluting and throwing garbage and stuff like that. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm for sure not for this global warming hysteria that's going on. I believe in conservation. I believe in recycling. I don't believe that you ought to waste things. You sit around my house long enough, you'll know. My wife is embarrassed every time people are over my house because I take the rest of my plate. You know what I do? I take my finger and I lick off every single drop. I do. I hate wasting things. I like using things, everything possible. Somebody was throwing some food in the garbage. I pulled it out. I said, why is this in garbage? So I don't have chickens anymore. We butchered them all, but the rabbits still like the food, and I can eat a rabbit. Amen. They like food. The food will bring them closer to the house, you know. 122 shot, you have fresh rabbits too, amen. But I don't like wasting. I like recycling. I like reusing everything, amen. But I don't like the government forcing me to do something. And I don't want them to tell me what to do. I don't want the government, your God, forcing their religion on me.
Amen.
Earth tones. Earth tones, like brown and green and tan. See, to you, those are earth tones. To me, that's camo. I love wearing camouflage in the woods and shooting and killing animals and gutting them and skinning them and cooking them over an open fire and eating meat that adds to global warming. America has replaced worshiping Jehovah God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the creator and maker of everything and everyone with this pagan religion of worshiping the creation, the earth, the stars, nature. People are literally worshiping trees and animals. People are standing up, sitting in trees so they don't get cut, but murdering unborn babies in a womb. Think about the contradiction of that, ladies and gentlemen. Trying to save dogs and cats. And people are going to jail today for Buster's laws. Yeah. It's just so stupid. While they're going to the doctor 8 months expecting a baby and have the doctor kill the baby. And they think we're nuts. I like taking dead chicken bones and dead deer bones and dead any animal bones and putting them in the back in the ground, letting God recycle them in the earth. I'm for recycling. I think man ought to recycle his guns and learn how to load his own ammo, amen. I believe in recycling. Not because it's good for the earth, but because it's good for my wallet. And not because I love money, I just want to save money. And what's wrong with that? People today who depend on the government do not understand the need to save money. They're usually the wasters and demand other people's money to be given to them. That's why you're mad at this sermon this morning. I don't know what's wrong with being in the top 1%, ladies and gentlemen. If I could, I would be. I'm not, but I don't mind being in the top 1%. Let me tell you something. They've supplied about, if I understand correctly, 27% of all jobs in America, the top 1% that people are mad at and envious and jealous. Are you that jealous and so envious that it bothers you that you're in the bottom 20% who never contribute to society? Don't have a job, don't hire anybody, can't afford to buy a car, can't afford to buy a house, never tithe, never give to missionaries, always suck and leech off the government with the Troy mentality that has destroyed any incentive to get ahead. Hillary wrote a book. It takes a village to raise a child. Written by the village idiot herself. 8 years ago, we laughed at that kind of stupidity until we realized the stupidity of the American people who voted for that kind of stupidity. People who never served in the military, people who never started a business, people who never hired an employee on their own, people who never ran a business on their own, but made a life out of being on government support, and even still now live in government housing. God told us in the Bible it takes a parent with a backbone to train a child not to live off the government, but to depend on God alone. And if you're for global warming, wait till you read what God's going to do to this earth, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to burn this baby up. Wait until you see the CO2 pollution then and the carbon dioxide then. God's going to let out into the atmosphere then, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who are old enough to remember Mount St. Helens, you multiply that by every single mountaintop on planet Earth. You wait to see what God does to this environmental worshipers of Satan, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you. I know you think I have a sick mentality, but I love seeing volcanoes and tornadoes. I love seeing hurricanes and forest fires and tsunamis and strong winds. I understand there's devastation involved. I understand a lot of people lose their lives, and I feel bad about that. But I love seeing the power of God that no man can stop. Now, why did this happen? Because of God. Because God has allowed it. That's the power of God Almighty. And you can't build. Can you imagine one jet bringing down a twin tower all by itself? You wait till God gets a hold of this earth and see what he does with it. Man builds and builds, trying to build a tower to Babel. Well, they're out there somewhere. There's got to be life out there. We're going to find it somehow. Yeah. They hate God. God told the Israelites to cut down all the trees that do not bear fruit. There's nothing sweeter than fresh sawn lumber. Just to smell the pine and the hardwood freshly cut, amen? But the fruit trees were supposed to remain. The hardwoods were used to make furniture and buildings and floors and ceilings and utensils and wheels. Have you ever noticed the vast majority of city dwellers that have been deceived by the socialists, especially when it comes to global warming and worshiping the environment? Have you ever noticed that it's the vast majority of the city dwellers that choose to live in the city, but yet still want to force the country folks to not be able to control and use their own land? The same thing, I never tell the city people what to do. Let them do whatever they want in the city. But it's the city people that, I'm telling you, it's a control issue. It's a power-hungry issue. They want to control every person, every animal. That's why they're going to put a chip in people. They're starting to put chips in animals now, you know. You know, for those of you who do not know, DEC and other organizations, they put chips in animals. So if you kill an animal out of season, they can track it down within 30 minutes. They can be there on the spot because it's died. In Greece, I know in Greece and Europe, they have to, the farmers and the people who have goats and sheep have to put a chip in the stomach of an animal, because as soon as that animal dies, it notifies the authorities that they're one less animal. That kind of socialist thinking is coming to America. They want to control you. By the way, that's why they want to have, like, George Orwell television in every single room. It's coming. That's why they want you to have a stupid phone on you all the time so they can hear everything you say. All, you know, turn right. Okay. Proceed 500 yards. Okay. Yeah, you just do what the stupid thing. You, the vast majority of people have no idea how to read a map anymore. You have no idea how to read compass anymore. You just do whatever the little thing tells you. Did you hear about the guy about a couple weeks ago? He drove off a cliff, had a barricade there, but followed the voice. I don't know if it was TomTom or something. Just drove off and killed his wife. Drove off the cliff because proceed ahead. Okay. 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 People are not using their heads anymore. No brains anymore. Whatever the mantra is for the one world government, we're going to follow. Nobody can think for themselves anymore. You know, God did give you a brain inside. You could use it. You could wake up. You wait till God burns this place up, ladies and gentlemen. But now the socialists want to control every single person and every single thing. You probably not have heard it, but a few weeks ago, the EPA came out, the Evil Protection Agency. They want to control every person, every animal, listen to me good, every lake. They're going to designate, they're going to follow and map out every lake, every river, every pond, every stream, every puddle in the country. They're going to regulate every little stream because they care. Can you imagine that people today cannot cut down their own tree on their own property with getting a government permission first? I mean, you do it in Europe. You cannot cut a tree in Greece unless you get a government official to walk with you and say, can I cut this tree here? Your own land. Of course, it's not your own land anymore. It's the government's land. You have to notify the government officials now how many trees, what kind of animals you have, especially farms, because, you know, cruelty to animals, you know. Those poor horses. Oh, did you hear what that person did to those horses up there? But kill a baby before it's born in the womb, and nobody cares. Is anybody paying attention? Is anybody awake? You're going to see modern technology being used as an ever-growing government to control and view your every movement and your every thought. From reading your brain waves and your eye movements and your pulse and your heartbeat and every vital statistic in your body, you will be controlled by the government that you are addicted to because they care about you, ladies and gentlemen, don't you know? That's why they want to give you free health care, free government housing, free schools, free food, free phones, free money, free rent and free heat and free college and free daycare and free courts and free lawyers and free furniture and free games and free toys and free clothes and free tuition and free books and free electricity and free protection, free police and free television and free water. Until you are a slave to that government that has given you all these free things. The future free things that the government is going to give you is going to be a free leash on your neck. And then free chains on your feet and free handcuffs on your feet and a free jail cell and then free solitary confinement and free forced worship of their gods and free fear and free terror and free regulation and free bondage and free entrapment and free security and free control and free campaign financing. Free government advertising, free friends, you know, on Facebook, they're free. On Twitter, they're free. They'll be fake like Hillary's. But they're free. 2 Peter chapter number 3, please. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Verse number 10. And if you were here in the adult Bible study, we were talking about what the Bible says about hell. I'm telling you, Jesus said hell has fire, ladies and gentlemen. And Jesus said hell is eternal, ladies and gentlemen. And Jesus said the worm dieth not in hell. You reject Jesus Christ, you're on your way to hell, ladies and gentlemen. 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. All the things that you worship, man, it'll all be gone. This building shall be gone. This pulpit shall burn, amen? Yeah. And God's going to have a barbecue. Yeah. Yeah. And the sacrifice is going to be salted, as we read this morning in the Bible study. Yeah. And then you'll see people baptized in fire. Verse 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. There's no global warming plan that's going to stop God, ladies and gentlemen. There's no law or regulation that's ever going to be passed that's going to stop God, ladies and gentlemen. Revelation chapter number 7, please. Revelation chapter number 7.
Revelation chapter number 7. Do you realize, and you go to, especially like Norway, Sweden, those socialist countries up there, you cannot change a pane of glass on your own door unless you get a government permission to do it so it matches all the other panes in the window or the glass. They don't think people have enough sense to know what kind of glass they want on their own door in their own house. It is a control issue, ladies and gentlemen. Revelation chapter number 7, verse number 2. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth. God's going to hurt the earth? Yeah, and the sea. God, who created it, is going to burn it up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I don't want you to hurt my... I mean, we swallow goldfishes, ladies and gentlemen. You know, that's cruelty to animals now. I remember Brother Winnie, he's passed away a couple years ago now. He was a pastor in the Philippines. He came up here and visited, and we supported him as a pastor there. And financially, we supported him. He was here in the States for a couple months, you know, trying to raise other support. And we were over at a friend of mine's house, and that was when they first passed Buster's Law. So I don't know what year that was, but I remember because we were watching television set, and they're announcing, and he's watching, you know, he's a Filipino, he's watching it. And, you know, we're like in the kitchen, standing far off, he's just watching television. And he says, Pastor, he said, you go to jail for killing dog? I said, yes, Winnie, you go to jail for killing dog now in New York. He said, in the Philippines, we eat dog. See, the Filipinos have more sense than Americans do.
Right.
You worship that little thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You sleep with that little thing. Your dogs and your cats are your gods. That's why you would rather have a dog or a cat instead of a baby.
Yes, sir.
You'd rather have a parakeet or a parrot.
Good.
I better stop. Revelation chapter number 8, verse number 7. And I've had dogs, and I've had a cat, and I've had other animals. But when you start raising animal life up to human life, ladies and gentlemen, you got a problem.
Yes, sir.
You got a big problem.
Amen.
Revelation chapter number 8, verse number 7. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. Hey, that's what God's going to do. He's going to have a cookout, amen? He's going to turn that oven just a little bit higher, amen? A third of all the trees are going to be burnt up, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine the EPA says, God, you're not allowed to do this. This is against the law. Yeah, okay. You wait till the judgment of hand of God Almighty comes, ladies and gentlemen. Keep reading here, verse number 8. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea had life, died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. It is God doing this, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not saying you should go out and start fires, and I'm not saying you should burn up things, I'm not saying you should kill animals willy-nilly. I'm not saying that. But when you go so overboard to worship this kind of stuff and worship the creation instead of the creator and hugging trees and saying, oh, don't kill the grass, don't step on the grass. And, you know, these people, they don't know what they want. They get poison to put in their grass to kill the best things, which are the dandelions. You know, dandelions are good for you. You ought to take the dandelions and cook them, man. They're good for you. But Americans are so stupid, they take poison to poison their lawn to make it look green grass. You just wait till God's done with that green grass, man. Yeah. Hey, do you hear what the drought that they're having in California? Did you hear about the drought? Do you know how bad it is over there? Does anybody know why they're having a drought over there? Because the last 20 to 30 years, the environmentalists did not want to build any dams for fresh water to keep it in California. They're allowing all the fresh rivers to run into the Pacific Ocean. Because the environmentalists don't want to ruin the environment. Oh, you can't build that there. Don't move and don't disturb anything. They care more, listen to me good, about the desert than they care about people.
They care more about vultures and cactus than care about people drinking water. They have the water. The environmentalists have put a stop to dams to dam up fresh water so people can drink. Well, that's a result of your anti-Christian socialist theology, ladies and gentlemen, worshiping the world and worshiping the earth and worshiping the vegetation and worshiping the air, worshiping the stars and worshiping the animals. Let's keep reading. Revelation chapter number 8, verse number 9. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. Verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. That's Satan, ladies and gentlemen. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld, and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice. First, we start off with, O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Well, now, here's how it ends. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. This is only God warming up. This is just God warming up. And so while we have our mind, Revelation chapter number 9, verse number 2, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as a smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. You know, if you've ever been to our house around Pascha time, we take a lamb or a goat, we roast it on the open fire outside, and we make a pit, you know. I mean, you take the whole lamb and the whole goat, and we put a spit right through it and over the charcoal. We did that in South Troy when we first moved to Troy 27 years ago. We're in the backyard, and some guy's driving in the alley just passing us, and I'm turning the pit. And he stops his car and just looks. He's just looking. And I say, it's a dog. Just kept driving out. Yeah. It's so rare because Americans are so far removed from nature itself. You buy your food in plastic. Everything's sanitized. You want to go to Price. You think beef grows in Price Chopper. Yeah. You think they catch the fish in Hannaford up here. You're so far removed from reality. But God is against pollution. There's a lot of Bible verses that God is against pollution. Yeah. He said in Numbers 18, verse number 32, neither shall you pollute the holy things. You see, you're concerned about polluting the earth, but God's concerned about you polluting your soul. Yeah. He said in Numbers 35, verse number 33, ye shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. 2 Chronicles 36, 14 says, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen and polluted the house of the Lord, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. So you know what they do today? We pollute God's houses. How do you do that? Bringing your tree in that you worship. Decorating it up here. You know, putting silver and gold and lights on it. You bring it in the house of God and pollute the house of God. And you sing, fa la 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 la. That's what the heathen do in Jeremiah chapter number 10. You know what religious people do? What they do is they worship the sun on sunrise Sunday. They go out and they stand there like a bunch of pagans waiting for the sun to rise. And they, oh, the sun has come up. It's not Jesus Christ. It's the sun. It's the pagan God, the sun, that they're worshiping. It tells you how far away we are from God, man. By the way, that's why they don't like Bible preaching. This is why they cut off John the Baptist's head. This is why they crucified Jesus. And this is why Nero had Paul's head cut off. And that's why all the disciples were stoned or killed with a spear. or crucify or burn at the stake while you're worshiping your Earth Day activity. Now, children, what are we going to do today? Get the chainsaw out, man, and cut some trees down. Drive an SUV and waste some gas, amen. And go sightseeing in the countryside, amen. Go fishing. Take your gun out in the woods and shoot something, amen. Practice shooting something, amen. Yeah. We are so far removed from reality, ladies and gentlemen. In other countries, you can't even take your gun out in the woods and shoot anything unless you go to the town clerk or the town police officer and have him unlock your own gun. Your own gun in your own house is locked. You can't use it. Criminal walks in your house. I'm sorry, can you hold on until I call the police so they can come unlock my gun, please? The only word I can find in the English dictionary is the word stupidity. Look it up. We are stupefied. Huh? What? Huh? You can't use the brain that God gave you. But God's against pollution. He said in Ezra 2, verse 62, as polluted, put from the priesthood. He said in Nehemiah 7, verse 64, therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood. God's against pollution. In Jeremiah 2, 23, how canst thou say I'm not polluted? He said in Jeremiah 3, 2, thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Oh, it's okay to sleep around like a bunch of whores, prostitutes, right? Oh, you have no problem with that. God says you pollute. You pollute. But let's worship the earth. Let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya. God forbid some preacher stand up and preach the truth, man. Now the children run the house. Bossy wives run their women, run their men. Yeah, and their women. The men are emasculated. Jeremiah 7:30, the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. Jeremiah 34:16, they polluted my name. Lamentations 4:14, they have polluted themselves with blood. He said in Ezekiel 4:14, my soul, he then said, Lord God, behold, my soul hath not been polluted. How about your soul this morning? Are you more concerned about the earth being polluted or your soul being polluted with doctrines of the devil? Amen. Ezekiel 7:22, they shall pollute my secret place. Ezekiel 13:19, will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live? Ezekiel 14:11, that the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted anymore with all their transgressions. So you pollute with your transgressions, you pollute with your sins, you pollute your soul when you disobey God. Turn to Ezekiel 16, please. I wasn't going to read it, but I want to read this. Ezekiel 16. We're almost done now. Ezekiel 16. It's good to see what God says, ladies and gentlemen, about pollution, don't you think? When you are messed up, without God, without hope, thinking about suicide, thinking about homicide, thinking about, well, life is not worth it. What's life all about? All by yourself, depressed. So what is life all about anyway? Why am I here? Who am I? What am I doing here? What am I supposed to do here? Then God knocked on your door, amen. God was concerned about you before you were concerned about God. God came to look for you. You weren't looking for God. God saw you polluted. Verse Ezekiel 16 and verse number 6. And when I passed by thee, I saw thee what? Polluted in thine own blood. We were helpless, hopeless, and without God on our way to hell. Deservedly so. We were polluted in our souls and our minds. I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great. And thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Some of you ought to look at where you're at today and think where you were 5, 10 years ago, man. And just stand up and say, praise God and shout glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul, man. Just try to remember where you were 5, 10, 20 years ago. How close you were to death. How close you were to eternity. How close you were to hell. And God just cleansed your soul from the pollution that you had thrown in all your life, man. Taken in all your life. Polluted this and heard this and listened to this. And read this and experienced this. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. He can wash away our sins. Verse number 8, now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was a time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and cover thy nakedness, yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thy feet with badger skin. I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain on thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thy head. Thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and broidered work, and thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou was exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. That's what God did after salvation. That's the garments of salvation, man, where it's the soul is spotless before God. Only God can clean that kind of pollution from a soul. Are you clean today from the pollution that's in your soul? Psalm 51, verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Instead of worrying about Earth Day and animals and trees and nature, if I were you, I worry about your soul. You're going to stand before a holy God one day, and you're going to give an account of everything in your life. Everything you said, everything you thought, everything you've done, you're going to give an account. How's the pollution going on in your soul? Has God cleansed that yet? Or you don't think you're that bad? You wait till you meet the holy God. John 15, 3, Jesus said, now you are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. What can clean my soul? The word of God, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, hey, you know how I got saved? That lady gave me a gospel tract. Open up the Bible and show me from the Bible how to go to heaven and cleanse my soul right there, man. When I got saved, when I was born again, I asked Jesus to save my soul. My soul was cleansed without a spot at that time, ladies and gentlemen. Psalm 119, verse number 9. The Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. So how do you clean the pollution on this Earth Day Sunday? Get born again. Yeah. How do you clean your soul on Earth Day week, Celebration week? Get things right with God. Start cleaning up your act. Start obeying the word of God. Start doing that which is right. I didn't say popular. I said do that which is right. And you'll see the God of heaven will take you and do a mighty work of miracle in your life. People are out today and this week. You're going to see them. Raking the leaves. I'll be honest with you. Look, you do whatever you want. Look, I know we're all different. You do anything you want. But to me, I would not waste my time raking leaves and putting them in a bag. That's good compost I can use in the garden. I'll tell you what, man. My kids better hope my wife never dies because I ain't never cutting the grass again when she dies. I'm going to get goats. They eat my grass, man. I'm going to put a fence around all my property. I'm going to let the goats go free, eat all they want, man, all you want. Yeah, but you know, Pastor, those goats, they poop everywhere. It's good fertilizer, ladies and gentlemen. Good fertilizer. We're so far from nature, we're just make-believing. These people, they want to feel good on Earth Day, you know, whatever it is. I think it's Wednesday this week, whatever, you know. But they want to feel good. So they go out and pick up the trash and pick up the things over here and make this clean sweep the yard and rake the leaves. Oh, and I did something. And you're going to die and go to hell and burn for all eternity while you felt good about yourself. Oh, I did something to help the environment. I'm going to go home and start the chainsaw today. What are you going to do? I'm going to go home tomorrow and purposely start a chainsaw and cut some wood tomorrow. On Tuesday, I'm going to start a chainsaw again and cut some more wood. I wasn't going to do it, but when I realized it was Earth Week this week, I'm going to use the chainsaw every single day this week. I'm going to cut as much wood as I can all week long. And then in the wintertime, we're going to get as much wood as we can. And I'm sitting there in the fire in front of the wood stove in November, December, January, February, March. I say, thank God for burning wood, amen. Keep my house warm, amen. We've lost our mind, ladies and gentlemen. We've really lost our mind. Hey, how's your soul today? Is it cleaned or is it polluted? Are you more concerned about worshiping the earth and Mother Earth, Mother Nature? It's not Mother Nature, it's Father God. Everything's feminine today because, you know, they want to emasculate all the men, you know. But have you asked Jesus to cleanse your soul? I mean, have you asked Jesus Christ to save your soul, to clean it? That's what we need to do to get the pollution out. Let's all stand, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the day that lady gave me a gospel tract and showed me from the Bible how to go to heaven. I thank you for that day, dear God, I got on my knees and trusted you as my Savior. 21 years old on my way to hell, I thought I was okay. I didn't think there was anything wrong with me. I thought I had, you know, not hurt too many people and hadn't done too many bad things. And there were a lot of more worse people than I was, so I thought it was okay. Until I realized how polluted I was inside my soul, how filthy my mind was, how wicked, how wretched, how sinful, how far away from you I was. Oh, dear God, thank you for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you, dear God, for sending somebody to share the gospel, the good news with me about salvation. My prayer is, dear God, if there's anybody in this room that's not saved, they've never been born again, I pray that this morning, dear God, your Holy Spirit of God, you speak to their heart and they would trust you this morning to be their Savior. Help them to realize the most important thing they'll ever do in their life is trust you to be their Savior. Dear Holy Spirit of God, speak to our hearts. Please bless. Meet with us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever your need is, you come and do business for God. Christians praying.